Thus we shall always be with the Lord. 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17. The glimpses we get of Christ in worship are so sweet, but how temporary. One moment our eyes see him, and our hearts rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory, but the next moment we're left to ourselves. The cry of a saint's heart should be, "One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord." Psalms 27, 4. Oh, how sweet it will be in heaven to not have to deal with our flesh and our old man, and dwell with Christ face to face, never more to be left alone with our miserable selves. Praise God, he's promised, we shall all be changed, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. 1 Corinthians 15, 51-53. We'll be able to sit with him in heaven, for we'll be like him and see him as he really is, John 3, 2. There won't be any interruptions because he'll dwell with us, and he'll wipe away every tear from our eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Revelation 21, 4. If you enjoy him in worship here, you'll have nothing to interrupt your pleasure there. For the saint, the moment of death begins uninterrupted communion with Christ, so death is indeed gain, the beginning of endless pleasure.